Here's the thing. If you're in your 20s, enjoy it. Because once it's gone, it's gone. Here's what's great about you. Like all the people in their 20s, you can go to sleep tonight, wake up in the morning, open your eyes, and just jump out of bed and go. No problem. For all the people like us, all the older people, you ever go to bed feeling fine? And then when you wake up, it feels like somebody beat the shit out of you? Who is beating us up in our sleep? How do you get sore not moving? I don't understand it, people. I'm falling apart. Like, my left knee is messed up right now. You know how I hurt it? Walking across the street. I was walking across the street. My knee said, screw it, I'm out. Peace. I'm like, God damn. I'm trying to be a man, though. I'm trying to go to the weight room. But you know what I'm on right now? The elliptical. You hear the women laugh at that? Nothing takes your man card away like an elliptical. You know where they put the ellipticals? Behind the treadmills. So you can watch real athletes run. I think I look cool on this thing till I see my ass in the mirror like this. I'm a bitch, that's what I'm saying. I hate getting older, man. I hate it. Because I'm starting to say things my parents used to tell me. You catch yourself saying those things that your parents said to you. Like a person this morning was like, hey, how you doing? I was like, any day you wake up, it's a great day. Like, I'm hating music today. We grew up with Tupac, Biggie, Tribe Called Quest. Thank you. Real lyricists. I don't know what rappers are saying today. I have no idea. Half of the rappers sound like they just woke up from a nap. You know what I mean? They're like, ay. Why are you rapping on Ambi and Fetty Wap? What's going on? Or all these rappers just make sound effects. They just make sound effects like Cardi B. You heard her? She's just like, what do you got, Tourette's, girl? What's wrong with you? But one thing that really makes me mad and it makes me angry is breakup music today. Oh, what happened to breakup music? It used to be so good. You know how I know breakup music is awful today? People are dancing to breakup songs. People are dancing and don't even know they broke up, people. That's what I'm saying. Man, it's terrible. They're fun and poppy today. Like, raise your hand if you like Taylor Swift so I can punch you in the throat. That's not real breakup music, man. Breakup music's supposed to make you feel just miserable. You know what I mean? It's supposed to make you go to your room and just cry. Reevaluate your life. You know what I mean? Like, a girl broke my heart in high school. You know what I threw on? Boys to Men. Right? End of the Road. Oh, after the first lyrics of that song, I was like, we do belong together. I know, I look young. Black don't crack, Asian no raisin. Right, I'm 136 years old. But you know what? They got a name for me. Black and Asian. They call me Blasian. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you hear all the white women? Oh yeah. They love Blasian dudes. Cause I'm a starter black. I'm a gateway drug to blackness. I'm like weed for white women, you know what I mean? They start with me and they wind up with James down here. it's tough being Blasian, man. The struggle's real. Because you have two polar opposites in one body. You got Black and Asian in one body, always fighting, never getting along. You seen the movie Rush Hour, right? I am Rush Hour, people. I can't do simple things without fighting with myself. Like my girl would get nasty sometimes. She'd be like, hey, send me a dirty pic. My Black side's like, yeah, send that. My Asian side is like, oh no, could be trouble. The struggle's real being Blasian. Or mixed. Because no matter where I go, nobody knows what I am. That's when they call me what they want. Yeah. I go to Miami, they're like, hey, you're Puerto Rican. I go to New York, they're like, you're Dominican. I go to Hawaii, they're like, welcome home. I was born and raised in Houston, Texas. Yeah. I went to an all-white school in Houston, Texas. A lot of people don't believe me, so look at that right there. There I am. I love going to an all-white school, though, you know? I loved it. I got my personality. I got my sense of humor. I learned how to take a joke. And trust me, I heard every stereotypical joke you could hear about being half Black and Asian. Like a kid came up to me and went, hey, yo, you know you're the only guy that can steal a car and wreck it on the way home. That's impossible, man. You know how hard it is to steal a car with flip-flops and socks on? Come on now. Oh, my dad has swag, man. He's 74 years old and he walks around the house like this, you know what I mean? And he's always laughing. He's like, yeah, 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 yeah. And he's always pointing at shit that's not there. He's like, yeah, 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 yeah. Like, my dad's a special man, you know? Like, he taught me lessons in 5 seconds or less. You know, he didn't sit me down and have long conversations. 9 years old watching cartoons. My dad walks in and goes, son, don't talk about it, be about it, and just left the fucking room. There's another reason my dad has swag. This Black man has a PhD in nuclear physics. Now I hear the Asian people, oh, okay. Black man plus PhD equal white man. My mom. It's my mom, calm down. My mom, she was born and raised in Korea, Southside. Now we know who doesn't watch the news in this room. But here's the thing about Asian women. They don't have filters. If they think it, they say it, it flies out the mouth. If you don't believe me, go to the airport. They all got masks over their mouths, just walking around, talking shit about people like, oh, you so stupid, you so dumb. Oh, your purse is fake. My mom has no filter. That's what I'm saying, no filter, man. I was 12 years old. My mom buys me my first pet. It's a little Black Cocker Spaniel. I was so excited. I was like, Mom, what should we name it? She looks at the dog and goes, well, it's Black. Let's name it Blackie.
You can't name a black dog Blackie Mom. That's racist. She go, oh, so funny, so funny. I racist, okay. You know you have black dad, right?
So I live in Houston, Texas, in an all-white neighborhood, predominantly racist with a dog named Blackie. I didn't care. I was having the time of my life with the dog in the front yard. It's dinner time. My mom comes out and goes, hey, Blackie, come home. Even the racist white people were like, God damn, that bitch is racist. But I love my parents, man. They've been together for a while. And you know how they make it work? They're always trash talking each other. If you know my parents, that's all they do. That's how they keep it fun, man. But it's not mean spirit. It's just fun. Like for instance, my dad, me growing up in an all-white neighborhood, wanted me to know that I was black. I remember one day, 10 years old, watching cartoons. He bust in and went, son, if you 1% black in America, you are black. And just leaves the room. My mom pokes her head in and goes, he's so stupid. You Asian too. My dad goes, stupid, I'm a black man with a PhD. My mom goes, everyone in Korea had PhD.
Man, I tell you, black father, Korean mother, and I tell you what, my black father gave me whoopings, yes, but there is no beat down like an Asian mom beat down.
It's not, man. If you don't believe me, I got two questions for you. When's the last time you seen an Asian kid act bad in public? Or even talk? You don't even see Asian moms hit their kids. You just hear a sound. Kid on the floor. My mom did it to me all the time. Why? Because our moms are ninjas, that's why. My mom is a ninja. Every night when I was a kid, we ate dinner at 6:30, right? So my mom's running behind. And Asian moms love to beat us with wooden spoons, you know? Like, because they're short, so they can use it as a go-go gadget arm. You know, they can pull stuff off the shelves. But this day, she was cooking her rice with it, right? It's 6:30. My mom's running behind. She looks at me and goes, hey, boy, set table. I'm a punk-ass kid. I go, set the table? Mom, forget you. Blackout. It's tough having an Asian mom, people. It's tough. Because my mom's name is K-U-M. My mom's name is Cum. And the worst thing about having a mom named Cum is a mom named Cum that doesn't understand what cum means in English. And what's worse than that, my dad never told my mom what her name meant in English because he thought it was funny. And what's worse than that, my dad would make me introduce my mom to people because he thought it was funny. He'd be like, go ahead, son, introduce your mama. Oh, I never forget it. How we got engaged is an amazing story. I rented out this place called the Malibu Winery, right? Yeah, it has zebras, giraffes. Oh, it's a fairy tale, right? So the idea I had was I was gonna surprise her. She doesn't know I'm there. That's our dog, Paul. So I was gonna walk with Paul, right? I was gonna take the ring off his neck. She was gonna turn around. I was gonna look at her and go, baby, I love you so much. I can't imagine my life without you. Every day that goes by that we're not married is a wasted day. Will you marry me, right? Yeah. That's what I thought I was gonna say. It's the big day, right? So I'm walking with my dog. I take the ring off her neck. She turns around. We make eye contact. I start ugly crying. I'm like, ah! I'm like, every day, we're together. Now I'm sounding like Fetty Wap. You know what I mean? Oh my goodness. It was so amazing. It was the worst proposal ever. But she still said yes. And that's the most important part, right? So I had another surprise for her. After we got engaged, we took engagement photos then. I surprised her with a dinner, right? It was her family, my family, and all of her friends. And I took this picture with her family at the end of the night. Now, this is before I saw the movie Get Out. Now, when her mom asked me to come over, I'm like, no! Yeah, man. 6 months after that, on Valentine's Day, we got married. Yeah. Look at her, so calm, so beautiful, no tears. Let's look at the next guy. Ah! I'm so sensitive. Yeah, man. It was such a great wedding, man. I love this photo right here. I love it. This is the last photo we took before everybody went into the reception. And two of my best guy friends, they come up to me when everybody's walking in. They go, hey, man, you got to have sex at the end of the night. You're married now. I was like, of course. Yeah, of course. He goes, no, you don't understand. We partied too much during our wedding and passed out. So now every wedding we go to, our wives remind us about it. Don't be a victim, yo. I love it. I love this photo, and let me tell you why. Every time people would see us together, me and my wife walking together, and they knew she was pregnant, random people would walk up to us and go, hey, man, what you think it's gonna look like? What's the baby gonna look like? I was like, I don't know. You mix up too much stuff, it could go wrong, you know? Like a unicorn frappuccino or something. Fellas, if you're gonna have a baby, be in the emergency room, watch the whole process. It's the most beautiful thing you will ever see in your life. Your wife give birth. You know, it's just so magic. And women are so much stronger than men. And that's what you find out. That's what you find out. The baby comes out. It's a boy. We name him Oliver after my dad. Yeah. He's crying. He won't stop crying. My wife is trying to get him to stop crying. So I said I needed to do something. So I took this finger and put it by his hand. And he grabbed it. And stopped crying. And I started crying. Here's what's crazy about this photo. I knew as soon as he grabbed my finger, I would die for him. I would die for my son. I don't even know anything about it, but I would die for my son. My wife had to work for that. You get it, right? Like, nobody dies for someone on the first date. Ladies, let me tell you something. If a dude says on the first date, I would die for you, you better run. Because that dude is going to kill you. You know what I mean? Every time I do a show, when I leave my house, I take a picture of my son. Take a picture. Because I know I'm going to do the slideshow, so I want to see the latest photo of him. And this is the one I took. Right. He He just turned 1 year old. Yeah, yeah. But I want you to do me a favor. I want you to do me a favor, everybody. Look at my baby. Really look at him. This kid is white, black, and Asian. We gave birth to a panda. What am I gonna tell my son? What am I gonna tell my son? My dad told me, if you're 1% black in America, you are black. He's 25% black, 25% Asian, 50% white. So what I decided is I'm gonna tell him to love everything about himself, because if you can't love yourself, you can't love anybody else, right? Because let me tell you, I want my son to know who he is right away, because I struggled with it growing up. I didn't know what I was. Like if I hung out with the black kid, the Asian kid would get mad. If I hung out with the Asian kid, the black kid would get mad. That's why I like white kids, man. I was like a Pokemon to them. They were like, look, we got one. I struggled with who I was till I was 18 years old. Then I had drinks with Tiger Woods. True story, 21 years ago, he won the Masters for the first time. That's right. He went on Oprah. Oprah says, how's it feel to be the first black golfer to win? Tiger says, I'm not black. Black people lost their freaking minds. My dad lost his mind. He was like, how that Tiger Woods gonna say he ain't black? Don't he know if you're 1% black in America, you are black? Boom, and hangs up the phone, right? So I'm sitting there with Tiger Woods. I go, hey, man, black people are mad at you. My dad is mad at you. Why didn't you just say you were black? He goes, if I said I was black, I'd be disrespecting my mom, and she's Thai. And I love my mom just as much as I love my dad, so I am proud to be both. And I was like, oh, shit. Me too. Light bulb went off. I knew who I was. I called my dad up. I said, hey, Dad, Tiger Woods is proud to be both, and so am I. My dad goes, I don't give a damn what Tiger Woods say. You tell him if he 1% black in America, he is black. Boom, and hangs up the phone. Fast forward to Tiger Woods' wife chasing him with a golf club. My dad calls me up this time and goes, Tiger Woods, he black now, ain't it? He black now, ain't it? I've worked for every entertainment platform. I've interviewed every celebrity. And I want to leave you with a story about Justin Timberlake. Now, I don't know if you know, but I was Samoan in my past life. Justin Timberlake invites me out to his show to interview him for his charity. I get there, he makes me wait 3 hours. Right? I'm mad, I'm angry, I wanna go home. Finally, this dude shows up and goes, hey man, sorry I was late. You want tickets to my show? In my mind, I'm like, nah, I'm a man. And men don't go to Justin Timberlake's shows. I look down at the tickets, it's second row. I'm like, shit, this man about to go to a Justin Timberlake show. Now, if you've never been to a Justin Timberlake show, second row back in the day, let me break it down for you. 12-year-old girls. All around me. I'm mad, I'm angry, and I look like a pedophile. Two songs, I'm out. Lights go down. Yeah! I never heard demon children scream so loud. And then I hear the music. Boom, boom, ka, boom, ba, boom, ka, boom, boom, ka, boom, ba, boom, ka. Lights come up. Justin Timberlake. Whoa! I'm like, shut up! Two songs, I'm out. Justin Timberlake standing there. And then he starts walking. Boom, boom, ka, boom, ba, boom, ka. boom, boom, cat, boom, boom, boom. And right before the cat, he looks to the second row. Makes eye contact with me and goes, yo! Now, I don't know what happened to my mind and body, but I was like, Jesus! I started high-fiving the 12-year-old girls around me. I stayed the whole show, people. I bought 4 CDs at the end of the show. Justin Timberlake made me gay for him that night. I was so excited. I was dancing and singing all the way back to my car. I had to share this experience with somebody. I hit the first number on my phone. It was my dad. He's like, why are you breathing so hard, son? I was like, Dad, you would not believe what just happened. Justin Timberlake just gave me a shout out on stage. My dad goes, who's the bitch now? Boom, and hangs up the phone. Thank you.